Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns running back Duke Johnson. Another unfortunate loss, but your great play, your involvement in this offense, what has it meant to you to come in every Wednesday morning and have the intrigue of Hugh Jackson on exactly how you're going to be used offensively?
That's the biggest thing for me for the week. It's just knowing in every way that I'm going to be used this week and kind of just getting kind of a new playbook for myself and going home and studying, making sure I know everything I'm supposed to do in and out. I'm just looking forward to the game.
And does it matter to you how you're used? Running back, out of the backfield, lineup at wide receiver, does it really matter?
Not at all. I like to think of it as my play, my game, my one job on this team is to make plays. Regardless of where it is on the field, regardless of when it is in the game, it's 29's job is to make a play.
It's second and two. You guys are down in the red zone. Shotgun, you're offset to the left of DeShone Kizer, and then he tosses it to you, and then walk me through what happens next.
It was kind of a kill check read kind of for DeShone to make. And Njoku batting against a defensive end, he's listed as an outside linebacker,
right,
but he's really a defensive end. Sean Coleman had a big block on the backside, too, to seal it off. Joe Thomas was downfield.
Yes.
Blocking. He was blocking and looking back kind of at the same time. Leslie was in the end zone blocking because the receiver coach, Coach Saunders, you're blocking.
He's on him.
Yeah, you're blocking if you play for Coach Saunders, regardless of where the ball is.
Just talk about your hoist into the end zone when you got close.
When I got close, wasn't sure exactly was the defender was going to shoot low or was he. I had no idea what he was going to do. And it was all about just finding a way to get to that pylon, whether it's you jumping up or diving down at the pylon. But me knowing kind of a mindset of a defensive back, they're shooting for your legs. There's not too many times they're going to try to take you up high and try to keep you out of the end zone. They're going to shoot and hope they can just knock you out of bounds. So the whole idea was to get higher than he can, securing the football and just making sure I get it across the pylon.
Something that seems to be a little bit different this year when it comes to Duke Johnson, your play, regardless of where you're aligned in the backfield, out as a wide receiver, is you are fighting tooth and nail for every single yard and will not go to the ground with just one tackler. What has changed? Is it your training? Is it a mentality? What is different about you this year?
It's kind of mentality, especially when given opportunity in open space. Open field is something that I'm big on. Just find a way to make the first guy miss. If you're in rhythm with making the first guy miss and making the second guy miss, and getting whatever you can. For me, it's normally my main thing is to make the first guy miss at all times. Regardless, if I'm in open field and I have space, the first guy has to miss. I don't really take well of going down to the first guy.
Well, Duke, let's keep the success going, and good luck against the Bengals this coming week.
You got it.